Facebook.com/Alex.
It's a rescue mission. Help, 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 help. We need to do something about the Middle East talk. Surprise. Guess what? They're stalled. We told you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those spots in between. Left, right of right. Somewhere in the middle. It's all good. I don't care what your stripes are. Just have an opinion, for goodness sake. Because a lot is shaking and rattling across this great country. And I'm especially talking about the politics of the day. 800-259-5791. I'm going to give you the digits right at the top. 800-259-5791. Politically, it was a day about small business because it just became official. The president signed as John Hancock, so the bill becomes a law. It means more money, supposedly, theoretically, gets pumped into the hands of entrepreneurs, but the concern is some of them say, I don't want the loans, for one, because that's part of this. And the other question then becomes, how much does this affect taxes on the flip side? You know, we keep coming back to the tax issue, and it's very clear that people don't understand where their taxes are going to end up. Are they 35%? Are they 39%? Are they getting some of the deductions taken away? What's the scoop? And that's the confusion that a lot of Americans don't like dealing with. And I understand that because it's easier to deal with when at least you know when the train is going to hit you head on and you have some time to think about what to do. And this is why I don't understand. The more, for example, the Bush tax cuts linger and the confusion over what does it mean, and then if they do flat out expire and nothing's done and taxes go up across the board, what does that mean? What does that mean for people's tax brackets? That's it. It's always, what's in it for me? And for some reason, the politicians just, they sort of get this when they're desperate, when they're running. But somehow it's like they have convenient Alzheimer's. They lose it during their entire terms. And it becomes more about who do I need to do a favor for that will do me a huge favor in return. So better or worse, the small business bill does become a law. Will it help? Will it actually lead to the hiring of more people? Congressman Al Green says it's a great, great deal, and the governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, where Michigan couldn't have been hit harder, especially with what happened in the auto industry, so many people out of work, plant closing, another plant closing. So she thinks the small business bill is great, and that's why she was on hand to tell Obama congratulations for making this a reality. Here are their thoughts. All right, we'll get back to them. See, they're suddenly silent. We'll get back to Congressman Al Green and Governor Granholm in our next section, our next segment, rather. But both of them, like I said, couldn't be more thrilled about the Small Business Now law, while there is massive confusion as to what it means. On the other hand, when we're talking about the tax rates and the tax cuts, the other half of that equation, which we're going to talk about right here out of the gate, man, I hate to dive right into the whole financial thing, but let's do it. Because the big deal was the president, of course, signing the small business law. And then this thing with what's happening with the Bush-era tax cuts. And John Boehner, on Monday, the House Minority Leader, again pushed to have Speaker Nancy Pelosi actually hold a vote on whether or not to extend all of the cuts before the House adjourns and members go to their districts to campaign for re-election, basically. And, of course, he's saying that because they want to see who's going and who's voting for what. Boehner even wrote a letter to the Speaker a couple of weeks ago asking to allow the Republican proposal to be considered on the House floor under the rules of suspension, which, of course, requires a two-thirds majority to pass any kind of law, any kind of legislation, rather than a simple majority vote. So the stimulus, I think, and I agree that the stimulus failed because it was front-loaded or back-end-loaded, where it doesn't all trickle out until 2012. And I think an open debate on the alternatives and voting on that after debating it is not a bad idea whatsoever. Let everybody know. Just have it out there. Pelosi's talking that the House could adjourn as early as the end of this week because that would be timed with the fiscal year, which is September 30th, and the House isn't going to take up the tax cuts issue before adjournment. Officially, that's scheduled for October 8th anyway. The Senate says they're going to wait until the lame duck session and the November 2nd election to consider what to do with the tax cuts, which are going to expire January 1st of 2001. So will the tax cuts make it to the floor, or will the tax cuts just linger? Yeah, crazy. All right, Al Green found his voice, and so did Jennifer Granholm. Here's what they said about the small business bill being signed into law.
It's a great piece of legislation. I'm proud to have been a part of working with it.
This is a great bill, certainly for us, but mostly it's a great bill for the people who are working for these businesses or who will be working for these businesses. So I'm thrilled to be here, but mostly I'm thrilled and say thank you to the president for signing this bill that gives people opportunity.
All right, so tax cuts probably on hold until after the election, so it might become an election issue, but they're on hold. The small business bill gets signed into law. More money, so theoretically, is pumped into the hands of entrepreneurs. And you heard Granholm say this will mean, you know, future jobs was what she was talking about. And trust me, that's going to be hawked out there that we're trying to find a way to get people back to work. And here's what the president's done. And here's what we think ultimately will happen. You know, we talk about job approval ratings. And one of the worst job approval ratings, who do you think it is? It's a governor in the United States. If I asked you who has the ugliest approval rating right now, who do you think it would be? Well, you think of your states that are in the crapper, right? Florida, Michigan, California. So if you were thinking California, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. Only 31% of voters in that state approve of Schwarzenegger and think he's doing a good job as governor. This is according to a new Rasmussen report. Two out of three disapprove of the governor's job performance, and that includes 5% who strongly approve and 34% who strongly disapprove. So really, nothing's new here. Everybody is furious with the governor because of the budget standoff and the IOUs and all that sort of stuff. And this is it for Schwarzenegger, because he's not governor after this. It could it be Meg Whitman, or is it going to be Brown who's going to step into that role? You had a Republican here, but I don't know that that's going to affect Meg Whitman. And my God, is she spending a fortune to get elected? Talk about money you're just throwing up to the air and lighting on fire if she doesn't get that job. Ooh, might be the most in history. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Bomb all the way down the field. I mean a spiral. You know what I'm talking about. Meaning that's coming up. We connected with a lot of you through the email, so we're going to check our mailbag. I'm making a conscious effort to make sure that we check the mail every single day. So, once again, you don't disappoint when I pound it into the ground, flip me a note, send me a note, shoot me a note, whatever I say, to AmericaTonight.net. You all respond to it. So we've got a pretty lively mailbag this time around. We're going to check it in our very next segment. I said this was about odds and ends. Boy, there are some really odd things happening around this country and off the shores, you know, meaning in the Middle East and in Europe. And there are a lot of different directions that we take each day when we do odds and ends. Sometimes we throw in a couple. You know, this is a four-hour show. You might get bits and pieces of it, or you may get all 4 hours. I hope you get as much as possible. But when we hopscotch around, since I am convinced we all have some form of ADD, I start to realize that so much of what we talk about, I mean, it's, some of it is really odd stuff if you think in a different direction about what we're mentioning. Whether it's the craziness of Rahm Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's in Congress. I'm going to help my buddy Obama. He gets elected. Boom, I'm in the White House. Been there, done that. Time to run for mayor. Time to go back home. It's almost like they sat down and they were playing a game of dice. Yeah, so I'm from Philly, so that's what they play in Philly, dice. You're throwing the dice. It's almost like when they were younger politicians, they sat around, plotted this out, and said, okay, who's ever, where the die comes up, snake eyes, it's you. It's you, Rami. You're going to get this spot. Or, you know, Obama, this is what you're doing. If you get, if this comes up because we know it's you, then this is what we're going to try to do. I mean, I'm just trying to make a point here that these guys are thick as thieves. But now the thieves are starting to leave and do some other things on their own. David Axelrod will leave to plot the next campaign for re-election. And that's going to take some really good plotting. So he'll step away. He'll go to Chicago. And I guarantee that he'll help out Rahm in trying to become the next mayor of the Windy City. And they keep, you know, there's all these stories about he's going to decide or he may decide to make a run for mayor of Chicago. Baloney. He is going to leave and he's going to run for Chicago. He's packing his bags now. That's what's happening there. So there's nothing about the oddness of the story necessarily. It's the end. Who knows what the end is for this gang of merry men and one woman, Valerie Jarrett. You know, who knows? Sky's the limit, I guess, at this point. This one definitely, definitely, definitely has an end. When you're fired, you're fired. That's it. There's something about getting fired. I don't know how many people listening to me have ever been fired from anything. And some people take it well. Some people throw things. Some people are escorted out of the building. Some people are treated really shabbily by a company that they work for however many years. I've heard some awful stories when people are fired. And especially now, there's so much fear of litigation that everything's wrapped up in a neat little box. You know, Rush Limbaugh was fired many times in the radio business, and look at his success. Who can argue with that? I have another friend in radio that would tell me every time he got fired, he ended up making $25,000 more. So it was like, oh, no, I'm getting fired again. That means I'm going to get a pay increase within the next month or so. Well, the end here was absolutely final. 13 Chrysler workers were caught drinking on their lunch break. They were fired. Can you imagine that? They're in an assembly plant in Detroit. They're on the line putting this stuff together. You and I could have our butts in these Chryslers. These guys are getting bombed during the lunch hour. And, I mean, they were heavily drinking. So, luckily, the video showed some of them drinking during the lunch, and that's what tilted the scales. You know, we're talking paper bag and tilting it, you know, tilting a few back. So, there's certainly no way that you could argue for those employees. I mean, that's written in stone that you cannot be drinking. And of the 13, two are going to get 1 month disciplinary layoff without pay is what they're calling it. I'm wondering how many people out there can get away with drinking on the job. Ooh, especially when you have a job like that. It's dangerous for them, too. On the line, somebody misses something. You could lose a hand. You could lose somebody else's hand. That's, if you've ever seen an assembly line, I've been to some of these plants and seen the assembly lines. Gosh, some of the people are so nice, too. And how they do that over and over again, and they can just get in a rhythm. And anything that disrupts that rhythm can mess up a whole lot of people. But they were caught there on camera, so suspended without pay, and then, of course, fired after that. And there could be even more people that might have been drinking in the plant. They're not sure. It's just the ones that they were able to catch on the on camera. Phew, that's crazy. Then you have this other kooky story here about the Minnesota man. I don't know how many people have read about this or heard about it. I don't even think I've brought it up yet on America Tonight. I mean, there's always kooky stories to talk about. But there's this guy in Minnesota who told his wife he was kidnapped. They found him in Vegas. All roads lead to Vegas. So Matt Anderson was discovered at a construction site and taken to a hospital. They didn't say if he was in good medical condition or why he was alone. They didn't really give too much information out. just that he left Minnesota on his own, traveled to Nevada through Chicago. He was seen back in the second week in September when he got $1,000 from a bank in Minnesota, said he was going to pick up his one-year-old daughter. Later that evening, he called his wife, told her he'd been kidnapped. He said he was with two men that he thought would harm him, and he was somewhere in Iowa. So then he resurfaces in Vegas. So here's the thing. With everything that the cops have gone through, do you think they'll press charges against him because of the kidnapping claim? But I guess they can't, because the kidnapping deal, he didn't tell him. I mean, he told his wife. He didn't call the police and say that. He didn't say, I'm being held hostage or whatever. So I guess they can't press charges against him. But you think of all those people praying, worried, all that stuff. And he was probably gambling. It's ridiculous, like I said. Remember the runaway bride? That's what happened with the runaway bride. The woman who was going to marry the guy in Georgia a couple of years ago and just decided that she was going to run away and make up this story about being, abducted, kidnapped, whatever. And sure enough, she was in some casino when they spotted her. Just brutal stuff. In her case, though, they were able to go after her a little bit more because she made the claim and had everybody spinning around on a wild goose chase. In this case, since he told the wife, he's going to be able to eke his way out of that. But the family must have been just distraught, not having any clue as to where he was, other than this, I'm in Iowa, I'm being held. I can't even fathom getting that phone call. What would you do? I get a phone call like that. I call my father, start calling the police. It's what you do. You have a young child who wasn't picked up, by the way. So that's a red flag. And something was disturbing him. And he just decided he would go and put it all on black, I guess. Let it ride. I'm putting it all out there. Maybe I can make up the money. I don't know. There are some really wild things happening that just wouldn't have happened 4 or 5 decades ago. If it did, it was all hush-hush. Of course, you didn't have the amounts of instant media that you have now. But even probably to their detriment, a husband, a father, wouldn't, even if he wanted to do that, even if he wanted to escape, he would kill himself staying in a job. He just would not go in that direction. It just makes you wonder with all the pressures, what's happening out there, for goodness sake. All right, coming up on the flip side, King Abdullah has some thoughts on the Middle East and peace. Plus, we're going to check the mail. Hang with us.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Cynical during this show, and I don't mean to be, but hey, it is what it is, and I gotta say what I think. So we don't sugarcoat things here on America Tonight, and neither does this audience. Remember, you can always chime in and throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791. You know, this Middle East peace thing, I could get on my magic carpet right now and pretend like I'm in the cartoon Aladdin and everything's all happy and nice, but it's just not true. If we were on the magic carpet, we'd be dodging rocket fire all over the place, particularly in some really thorny countries in the Middle East. So this idea that there was going to be finally this incredible accord, and then the administration saying they're disappointed by Israel's refusal to extend a slowdown in the settlement construction, and why is this happening? We're trying to make this happen. We're worried about the implications of the Israeli decision, and where do we go from here? And So what happened was Israel, they're saying, defied U.S. and international demands to extend a 10-month slowdown on settlement construction in the West Bank. So that raises the prospect of the Palestinians abandoning the Mideast peace talks in protest. The slowdown expired on Sunday. The Palestinians were threatening to walk out of the recently launched face-to-face talks if it wasn't extended. I mean, you know, the bottom line is it's a piece of land and it's never going to be solved. Not in my lifetime. I don't believe so. So what you've got now, you have the U.S. supporting extending the slowdown on the settlements unchanged. And then you've got the president, the Palestinian president, Mohammed Abbas, who didn't walk out of the negotiations, being praised by the U.S. government. I mean, you're just delusional if you think this is going to happen. And, okay, I get it. You have to try. Sure. Every administration tries. It's like the obligatory picture that you get from the prom. You're not going to end up with this person, but you've got the picture to prove you went to the prom and you had the cutest girl, or you dated the football player, or whatever. I'm just saying, so that somebody can say, "Oh, I remember him from high school. Look, they went to the prom. He was able to go to the prom." Well, in this case, when you're the president, you have to get the obligatory picture. Whoop, there it is, Camp David. Meetings at the White House. Look at this. Listen to the conversation. But yet nothing happens. Nothing changes. You have to think of the history, and breaking through that history is really almost an impossibility. So the Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, gets a call from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to follow up on earlier conversations on the settlement issue. And so far, Israel's not real happy. Not happy with what is taking place. And we'll see. They're trying to lay out a schedule. I think that King Abdullah of Jordan summed it up best when he was asked about would there ever be peace in the Middle East. And here's what he said.
Expect another war by the end of the year, and more wars that I foresee in the region over the coming years.
There you go. He speaks the truth. I think, unfortunately, that's what you can expect. And if Afghanistan is any measuring stick in the really thorny areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan, boy, we are into this up to our eyeballs. I mean, we are invested not just in the flesh, but in the monetary sense as well. Just food for thought. We're going to move along and head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, I love those dulcet tones. Can we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
Terrific. All right, here's what the mail includes. It includes this from Stephen K. Katie, I'm listening to you talk about the Phillies. I love it. I didn't know that you were a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I do have to tell you something, though. There's no way the Phillies win this whole thing this time around. Look for the Twinkies. By the way, I'm not related to Matt Johnson. I love that. Because I'm always saying that Matt is a Twins fan, he picked that up enough. How about that? All right, that was kind of on the lighter side. In the meantime, this one from Frank, listening to us in Vermont, WVMT. Hello, Kate. I am so sick of the job situation. It's like our government is not paying attention. Every time I turn on the tube, any of the cable news outlets, for just a couple of seconds, and I hear one of the talking heads drone on and on, saying how this bill or tax cuts or small businesses or the stimulus is what's going to turn the nation around and employ all the people who haven't been able to find jobs. Don't you think that's a farce? I know some highly qualified, really good people who interview well, so you can't say that, who have not been able to find jobs. A lot of the jobs are continuing to go overseas. For God's sake, we don't make hardly anything in this country. Start looking at your clothes, looking at your China, looking at what's made in the United States, and sadly, you'll find very little is made here on this soil, and that is one of the biggest parts of the problem. Touche. That's the first time I've gotten an email from Frank, and I have to say that I agree. One of the biggest problems we have is the fact that we don't make things. Yes, there are still people that are making things, but what we used to be during the, think of the industrial age, and then even, because now we're going way back, and then moving forward, the amazing progress we made in America. And I always use the garment industry as an example, but it's a good example just because so many people thrived and so many people were able to survive, if nothing else, certainly by being involved, thousands and thousands of people. And that just went completely out the window. And that's just one industry, whether we're talking about other things, whether we're talking about clothing, whether we're talking about China. He's absolutely right. You start to really look around at what's coming in and what we're not making ourselves. And we know the reasons why. Listen, they're doing it on the cheap. Cheaper labor, cheaper costs all the way around, more profits on the bottom line. And that spells disaster for, unfortunately, America, because we have some products made here, but you really have to look. You really, 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 really have to look. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jane in Iowa. Kate, I know that you don't talk a lot about entertainment stuff, but I have to tell you about Sarah Palin, who was, I don't know if she was really booed, but there was a whole bunch of calls on Dancing with the Stars. The audience seemed to be more than taking over the show, if you understand what I mean. You'll have to go back and see if you can watch that. And you know, of course, that Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol, is part of the show. So Sarah Palin was in the audience, and the camera seemed to be fixated on her. What do people want from Sarah Palin when all they do is give her attention and pay attention to her? It was a cheap ploy for ratings for that show, and we all know it. What do you think? Well, yeah, of course. If you're the executive of Dancing with the Stars, they might be at their cocktail parties trashing the crap out of Sarah Palin, but you better believe they're telling the cameramen to focus in tight on her. And if she was there, that's what's going to happen. In fact, the predictable would happen, that she would steal the spotlight from pretty much anything that was going on there. And you're right, I did hear that there were some boos, and I don't know if the boos were directed at the judges or they were directed at Sarah Palin or what it was. I guess the front runner, or what the audience thought the front runner was Jennifer Grey, who did a good job in her dance. She did some kind of a jive, I guess, that was great, and then a waltz. So she can dance, and she pulls it off, and apparently the people didn't think the marks were where they should have been. And you know what, that's, for these judging shows, that's commonplace, though, isn't it? Especially when you're asking home audience people to vote, because they're going to vote for who their favorites are. You've got a guy, you have some kid who has two brain cells in his head called The Situation, who apparently is on this Dancing with the Stars show, and he has like two left feet, but he's getting points, and he'll probably get points to whatever they call the end of that show because of the popularity of the Jersey Shore. Here's the last one, and it's from Sammy Bean. Kate, I love the price of gold. I can remember you talking about gold years ago. I cannot believe that in the weekend we were talking about $1,300 for an ounce of gold. It is a great investment. What do you think? It's a good investment, especially if you've gotten in years ago. But it doesn't hurt you to have some gold, absolutely not. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
ATN. We're trying to make some noise here in the overnight hours. Remember, you can jump in to the deep end of the pool whenever you want to. We're scatter shooting. We're all over the place, which I love because I think we all have some form of ADD. I mentioned that earlier on this show. 800-259-5791. And obviously, so do all of you. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. And you can see there's a wide variety of things that were on people's minds. A little jab at me for the Phillies. The thing about Sarah Palin on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, it's crazy. For as much as Sarah Palin will get trashed, she gets praised and she's a curiosity. So she's got that 15 minutes of fame and then some because people are fixated on Sarah Palin. They are. As to whether she's a train wreck or they love her to death or whatever it is. She has something in common with Hillary Clinton, which they couldn't be more opposite, but they're both what you would call polarizing people. So if they're in a room at a cocktail party, blowing through on, you know, in the green room somewhere, waiting to go on a TV show or whatever it is, people are going to have definite opinions about them. There's no in between. There's no, yeah, she's okay. Seems like a nice lady. No. It's either they really, really like her or they really, really hate her. And it's the same story with Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine a conversation between the two of them? I wonder what that conversation would be like, what Clinton and Palin would talk about. Clinton was asked about Palin before, and she said, oh, I'd welcome a conversation with her. And she's smart because she's being correct about it. She's not going to shun her, blow her off, or, you know, make her seem like a pariah, and certainly not, or any of that. Of course she's going to say that. But it would be, I would be curious how the conversation would go. Who would start it and who would end it? The ending the conversation is always a big deal for people in politics. In politics, it is a very big deal. How did the conversation go? How did it end? Did you leave with either an endorsement or some cash, which would really be in the form of a check, I guess? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you? Are you going to say simply fantastic?
How about simply out of this world?
Out of this world, I like that. Simply out of this world, fantastic.
Fantastic. And got an emergency email from our local football referees association this afternoon.
Ooh, tell us, it's going to be the other shoe that drops, is it?
Yeah, the president of that local minor football association, his brother's a lawyer.
Wow.
And as of right now, he's not allowed to come within 200 meters, that's 220 yards in your language, of his son's football games. He's not allowed to show up for practices? Nada. He's not allowed to come within 200 meters.
Wow.
You know, and originally it was sent to the president of our association. A copy was sent to Elizabeth. A copy was even sent to the provincial association. So, you know, this is some heavy stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so, well, then I spoke to Steve, and Steve said, this before I went to the hockey game tonight, Steve said, Uncle Sammy, give me a couple of phone calls. I could send over a whole battalion and take care of this guy.
There you go.
I know we only had a few seconds to talk about peace. Sorry, I mean, look, Hamas, you've got two Palestinian organizations running what's going on in the West Bank. So, you know, I don't think neither one of them will ever agree. You've got parties, you know, the coalition with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who at the drop of a hat will leave his party if he gives away 1 millimeter of land.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a lose-lose situation here. And, people are going to call it the occupied territories. West Bank. Thank you very much. That's my attitude.
It is the West Bank. That's what I agree with you. It's the West Bank. That's it.
Right. So if they don't like it, as Steve would say, tough to doodles.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, all the peace talks are getting, you know, coverage, you know, in all the Israeli papers, both left wing and right wing. And we all agree. I don't think we'll ever see peace. I don't think we'll ever see peace, I mean, in 100 lifetimes.
I don't think so either. And you know what? It's not for nothing, I'm sure, the way you are. We can tell through all of the conversations we've had,
right,
the way I am. Hey, if there could be peace in the Middle East, great. I would say bravo, bring it on. It's just not possible because of the hard feelings and the harsh things that you're talking about between different peoples who have a very different way of life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, my attitude, don't even touch Jerusalem.
Right.
Do not touch the Golan Heights. That's my attitude. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if you do get some emails on this. But that's, you know, that's the way I feel. You know, I mean, people want to go out and shoot me on my political police, go right ahead. But, you know, I'm going to die with it.
No, I think that I think that you're not going to see much movement there. I think you're absolutely right that
yeah.
we won't have peace. We won't have peace, certainly, in our, what you would call peace in our lifetimes. And I
yeah.
don't know that we'll see it after that. It might not be after that either.
Right.
And these, I don't know, these rose-colored glasses that people are looking through where they want to do the happy dance and think that it's just, boom, snap your fingers, why can't this happen? I mean, again, you have to get the picture. You have to try.
Right.
I understand that. But
right.
the amount of time and how much money is wasted on this, too, is the other thing.
Right.
If it's not going to go anywhere, and that's the problem. Sam, thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, you know, it was. I was thinking about this the other day when Barack Obama was running for president. I've watched so much, and I'm sure so many of you did too, the speeches, the stops, what was going on with McCain, what was going on with Obama, what was going on with all the candidates. And Chris Matthews was the guy who said that, I have to tell you, it's part of reporting this case, this election, the feeling most people get when they hear Barack Obama's speech. I felt this thrill going up my leg. There's no doubt that Chris Matthews was absolutely enamored with President Obama. And he said that. He said that on his show. That was an example of one of the things you could pull out of the coverage of the press. But I just saw a political poll. It was on Politico. And they said that only 38% would vote to reelect Obama. So what happened to Barack Obama and all the people who believed? 38% is pretty low. Now, that would certainly complicate an effort to try to help Democrats control the House and the Senate. The latest Politico George Washington University, they call it the Battleground poll, confirms that although most continue to admire the personal qualities of the first black president, they're sorely, sorely disappointed by his management of areas such as health care reform and the economy. Obama's overall approval has plummeted from the nearly 70% he enjoyed after the inauguration, and that makes sense. Somebody first in the door is always going to have a higher number anyway. But the how it's dropping rapidly, and this one worrisome because people are saying, geez, you know what, he's a nice guy. I mean, he's a nice guy. I'd love to have a beer with him, but he sucks when it comes to the economy and this health care reform. That's what this poll is saying. The question that people were asked is, do you think President Obama has performed his job as president well enough to deserve re-election? Will you consider voting for someone else, or do you think you will vote to replace Barack Obama? Only 38% that Obama deserves re-election. Ooh, there are some things to think about.